Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
So this past week, I learned of a new term in the AI world, and that is vibe coding. It's kind of a funny term, but basically it's for the laypersons like me who have no coding experience but want to build apps. And this thing, vibe coding, is really taking off. We have a lot of news and stories to share related to it. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of content over on our school community. It's called the AI Hustle School Community. And we have over 300 members that get these. So essentially, we're helping you grow and scale your business using AI tools. And we have an entire classroom, over 50 videos. This week, Jamie and I did a deep dive on using AI for advertising. I went into a Facebook ad campaign that I was running this week, what my results were, what it was for, like all of the little golden nuggets that I found, the AI tools I used to help support that. So you can go check that out. It is $19 a month. You get access to all of the content, an incredible community. We'll probably raise the price in the future, but for now, if you get it, you can get locked into that $19 a month and we won't ever raise the price on you. So go check it out. The link is in the description to the AI Hustle School community. We'd love to have you on there. And you will, if you're doing any sort of marketing for your business, you will love this week's episode on AI and on ad creatives and on Facebook and on marketing stuff. So it's a great episode. All right, let's get into what's going on with vibe coding. Okay, so the big story that Jamie and I want to cover here first off is there is a company called Windsurf. And this is kind of a famous company in the last week or so because OpenAI is rumored to actually be acquiring them. And they're acquiring them for $1 billion. So big company, big price tag. And actually, I'm going to verify that because it might actually be $3 billion. But
I think it is $3 billion. I saw it in the article. $3 billion.
Man, huge, right? So this is worth a lot of money. And it's kind of interesting because a lot of people were like, oh, why would you just, it's just like, you know, just a wrapper on top of ChatGPT or Claude or something else and helps people do some things. Like, why would they be buying that? Obviously, it's way more than that. So that's a simplified piece of criticism that's not super accurate. But the thing that blew my mind as of today was evidently they have a lot going on, including their own in-house AI model. They're not just relying on Claude and OpenAI. They actually are training and built their own AI model and they're releasing it. And why is that important? I think this is really a point where like OpenAI is struggling to get developers, if I'm being honest. All the developers I know and all the developers at AI Box, my AI platform, which by the way is launched. You can go check it out, aibox.ai, for AI playground. Get access to all the AI models in the world for $20 a month. You don't have to have subscriptions to everything. You know, a very subtle plug there. But the thing that I think is really impressive here is OpenAI is really struggling to get developers to build with their tools. They came out with a new ChatGPT 4.1, and we'll probably do a whole episode about this, breaking down what that is, but it's kind of like a code one. So they're really trying to fight for this like developer coder space. And when they're buying someone like Windsurf, they're not just buying kind of like the infrastructure that developers use when they're coding. Evidently, they're actually buying literal AI models that probably are going to make ChatGPT a lot better at this, is my assumption. So to me, that's kind of an interesting part of the story.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing we've talked about before is that one thing I feel like personally is lacking in some of the no code, you know, AI app builders is the design aspect and how, you know, it may be able to generate good backend programming, but the design is so important, especially from a usability standpoint, especially if you're making, you know, not just an app for your particular company to do a certain function, but if you're actually making a broad app that you're going to try to market to a consumer, it needs to look good. I feel like up to this point, that's been one of the hurdles in this whole space.
Yeah. And to be honest, I've been blown away by Claude's design. If you get ChatGPT to like code you something, the design on what it creates, typically from what I've seen, has not been great. And Claude, for some reason, makes amazing designs. Like when it's coding stuff, yeah, the design is so good. I could show you, I'll show you some things that we specifically designed with Claude Code that just like blew me away. But the one thing that I did want to say is I don't know if this whole acquisition of Windsurf is going to completely save OpenAI, because they have their new models. They have one called SWE1. Then they have a light and a mini version. But SWE1, apparently on most benchmarks, it's as good as like Claude 3.5 Sonnet and GPT 4.1. So these are like, you know, Anthropics and OpenAI. Oh, and also Gemini 2.5 Pros. Like Google, Anthropic, OpenAI, apparently it's just as good as all their AI models, but it actually is not as good as Claude 3.7 Sonnet. So it's kind of like Claude still reigns supreme when it comes to developing things. All right, I'm going to show you some things that we actually got designed with Claude, and I love your take on it. So if you can see my screen, I'm sharing, Jamie, this is the AI Box Playground. On the side here, this entire drop-down system, this was all completely created by Claude, like numbering the, like how the icons go, like how all of this works and looks. This was all designed by Claude. We gave it, like, we used to have a completely different sidebar that didn't look great, wasn't as functional. And so we just told it to redesign it, and it just spit this whole thing out. So that was one thing I was really impressed by.
Nice. That's great.
A funny thing, we got our investor page designed by Claude. It's like, nice. It goes through all of our investors, and when you click on one of them, it like has confetti that comes to the top and changes it to be their name. This is kind of funny. So yeah, we've actually got it to like design a bunch of things, and I've been really impressed with the design. We got it to design this about us page, nice. Which has, I don't know, all this kind of stuff. So the design element from some of these AI tools is really, really good, especially if you're vibe coding, like we're talking about, because this is a huge way to make money. All right, Jamie, I want to get your take on vibe coding. Would you actually ever try to make an app using one of these AI code tools that's now increasingly be targeted towards people that are not developers?
I definitely would. I've had some app ideas in the past, and you know, I haven't, once it comes down to like the brass tacks of realizing how much it's going to cost to get developed, and it just has felt like too much of a risk for me to actually go through with it and try to, you know, develop it and put all this time into it and money, where now you're taking a lot of the money factor out of it when you don't have to pay a programmer. Even if, you know, even if you paid a programmer in India or something to program it for me, it's still going to cost quite a bit. So being able to take that away is huge. Plus, I take it back about the design stuff, because apparently Claude does very well at it. So I think it's going to be a growing space in the future. Not to mention, we have some news from Microsoft this week. They had just recently laid off 2,000 people.
About 7,000 people, I think.
Oh, 7,000. Wow, yeah. That's crazy. About 40% of them were in the software engineering. They're basically coders. Ooh. Who have been replaced. And it says, even in this article, that AI writes up to 30% of Microsoft's code now, which is insane.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it is crazy. Okay, for anyone listening that's like, oh my gosh, this sounds really interesting, I would love to be a vibe coder, I'd love to build things. Maybe you just got laid off from Microsoft and you're looking for your next startup to be part of because you don't trust working for the man anymore. Just kidding. But actually, like, actual condolences to people that are laid off. That does suck. I believe there's going to be new opportunities for them, and they will all land on their feet. They're obviously very talented people. But one amazing tool that I've heard recommended a ton is called Lovable. So this is a really good, this is a really popular vibe coding tool where you can essentially, like, their thing is that you put in a prompt of something that you want it to create, and it's able to actually go and create apps. So there's a whole bunch on their homepage that you can see. You can remix the apps. Someone built like a ring sizer. Someone built like a landing page generator. Some people have built a web front duplication tool. Someone built like a AllTrails kind of like competitor. Like, there's all these really cool tools and apps that people are building with Lovable. So I would definitely check this out if you're not a developer. This, I think, is designed for non-developers. And again, yeah, you'd watch like a YouTube tutorial, and you could get pretty far. And if you do, by the way, get pretty far on one of your tools and it's interesting, let us know. Jamie and I would love to take a look at it and talk about it, because we are really interested in the whole vibe coding space. My Definitely. Brother, in the last couple months, has made a couple really cool Google Chrome extensions. He is not a developer at all. He's studying business, but he just got his hands on some of these quote unquote vibe coding tools, and he just went and made his own Chrome extensions. They're live. People are using them. I was using it last week for something. It was really, really useful.
That's awesome. That's sweet. Yeah. I mean, I think it opens up a whole new world, even for side hustles. I mean, if, you know, you could do like a mini apps, even for small businesses, you know, like, you could even for like a restaurant, some kind of a text when your table's ready kind of thing, or, you know, there's just infinite possibilities where you could actually do this at an extremely low price compared to, you know, a software development company. Or even for small businesses, I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
Yep. 100%. And, I've been, again, super impressed. You do not have to be a developer. So my brother, he made a tool that essentially what it does is it is a Spotify playlist owner email scraper. So pretty much what happens if you are a musician and you want to get like your music out there, you contact the owner of different playlists on Spotify and be like, hey, you like pitch them. You're like, hey, I made the song. I think it falls into your genre. I love what you're doing. Can I like send it to you and you add it to the playlist? And then if they do, whoever listens to their playlist will automatically listen to your song. So you kind of get new fans and followers. Nice. and grow that Sweet. Way. So that's the strategy. And I've done this in the past too, by the way. So for like the music side hustle, the playlist pitching is a fantastic strategy. I have a friend I just talked to this week and he got 50,000 streams on his song by doing this. He just made kind of like a beats, no vocals, just a beat song, something you could definitely make with Suno. And he got 50,000 streams by just pitching it to one playlist. He got into one playlist, 50,000 streams.
That's crazy.
So my brother is building a tool that helps you essentially get the email. So if a playlist owner puts their email in it, you put in the keyword for the playlist, and then it will go through all of the playlists with that keyword. And so I did it for like Christian music for my wife's album that she just dropped. I've just put in the keyword Christian. It found all the playlists that had Christian in the title. And then any of them that had an email in them from the owner, it scraped them all and gave me a big list of emails to like Wow. shoot them an email and pitch them. That was really That's cool. Awesome. But that was 100% built as a Chrome plugin, 100% built by Vibe Coding. He figured out how to get the an API to Spotify that he put in there. But it was completely built by I think he just used ChatGPT and Grok, he said, to...
No way.
Code that. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Love it. Well, hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We read every single one and it helps us be able to make more of these podcasts. So, and also be sure to check out our school community if you really want to take your side hustle to the next level or learn other ways to make money online using AI. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?